This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. First, it was the VH1 reality show Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew. Then came the HBO drama In Treatment and the comedy Head Case on the Starz channel. Critic Andrew Wallenstein says every other show on TV these days seems to be about therapy, and it's really getting to him.
Forgive me if I seem a little out of sorts. I can estimate I spend, on average, about 3 hours each week in psychotherapy. Never mind that I don't actually see a shrink. It's just that I'm so addicted to these shows, I've been meaning to make an appointment. They're all very different. One's a comedy, one's a drama, and one's a reality show. But if there's a common thread, they don't just expose the vulnerabilities of the patients. The therapists themselves have their own issues. Here's the only real therapist in the bunch, Dr. Drew Pinsky from VH1.
I am sort of overcome with feelings of frustration and fear, because I don't know what I'm going to say. And I know that they need to hear about my frustration, and it's not going to feel good. So I'm just anxious and agitated.
I've always gravitated to programs that feature shrinks, going back to sitcoms like The Bob Newhart Show or Frasier. And HBO in particular has been down this road more recently, making therapists a fixture on shows like The Sopranos and Tell Me You Love Me. But the talking cure is just one element of those shows. For this new breed, the narrative is so contained to the therapist's office, you may feel a tad claustrophobic just watching. HBO's brilliant In Treatment never leaves the room, subsisting entirely on the conversation between patient and therapist. Not since Wimbledon is TV offered volleying this riveting. That's due in part to the beleaguered Dr. Paul Weston, played by Gabriel Byrne, and his beautiful young patient Laura, played by Melissa George. In this scene, she tries to convince him that they are, in fact, in love with each other.
I mean, how can something like this happen to you? Hmm? But it did happen. I know it happened, and you know it happened.
What happened, Laura?
Me and you, Paul, we happened. And all the thoughts that you have before you fall asleep next to your wife happened.
I think we're out of time for today, Laura. Why don't we talk about this next week when you come back?
As you might expect, in later episodes, we learn more about what's lurking behind Dr. Weston's dispassionate facade. But he's got nothing on Dr. Elizabeth Good of Head Case. That show star, Alexandra Wentworth, is crazier than her patients. But you'd never know it from her demeanor in even the nuttiest conversations.
So you don't fit the socialized epitome of a black man.
Right.
And therefore you want to be white.
Therefore I think I am white.
Okay.
I think I am a white man trapped in a black man's body, basically.
Let's spin the Benetton wheel and let's try to find an ethnicity that you can really attach yourself to.
As much as I like all of these shows, there is a side effect to all these depictions of shaky shrinks. I doubt I'll ever want to see one in real life.
Andrew Wallenstein is deputy editor of The Hollywood Reporter and a regular contributor to Day to Day.